أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما منع الناس أن يؤمنوا إذ جاءهم الهدى ويستغفروا ربهم إلا أن تأتيهم سنة الأولين أو يأتيهم العذاب قبلا وما نرسل المرسلين إلا مبشرين ومنذرين ويجادل الذين كفروا بالباطل ليدحدوا به الحق واتخذوا آياتي وما أنذروا هزوا صدق الله العظيم. Brothers, we've completed this ayat, but because of taping purposes, we just want to repeat this. So inshallah, all of us may get a copy of the CD. The ayat before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about the Quran, revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us different examples. But the issue with man is that man has become very, very quarrelsome. In this ayat that we discuss, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about the condition of the kuffar, that there was nothing that really stopped them from bringing iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially at a time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent them the guidance, the hidayat had come down. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it was himself, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it was the Quran that came down. They could see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam grow up amongst them before the nubuwat. They could see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam after the nubuwat. All the signs were there that this was hidayat and guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet they would not accept. So there was nothing that stopped them from bringing hidayat. Secondly, وَيَسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّهُمْ, and seeking forgiveness from their Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only one thing that stopped them, إِلَّا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ سُنَّةُ الْأَوَّلِينَ, that the way of the people before comes to them, and that is the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's adab on the people of the past, one very, very important aspect, Allah has made it very, very clear in the Quran, the surah before this, in Surah Bani Israel, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not destroy any nation until Allah tabarakhu wa ta'ala sent a warner to them. That Nabi, that warner came to them, that warner stayed in their midst, they understood he was from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They did not bring iman, yet Allah tabarakhu wa ta'ala would give them respite after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them sufficient respite. When the arrogance reaches that limits that cannot be acceptable, thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's azab will come, or ya'tiyahum al-azabu qubula, or the azab of Allah tabarakhu wa ta'ala comes face to face, and in that manner Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroys them. In the next ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about the specific functions of the anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam. First, the Quran has been spoken about, and it is very important that we understand also that if we are talking to someone and if that person turns away, or we're speaking to an audience and everybody moves away, then even the speaker will stop speaking. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been so kind and compassionate that Allah tabarakhu wa ta'ala's kalam is coming down. They turn a deaf ear to the kalam of Allah tabarakhu wa ta'ala. They do not want to listen. They were arrogant. They raised objections against the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet Allah tabarakhu wa ta'ala sent down the Quran. And then the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا نُرْسِلُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنْذِرِينَ. We do not send the mursaleen, that is the messengers, except with two qualities. One is mubashirin and the other is mundirin. Mubashirin, bringer of glad tidings, that is those people who had brought iman, those people who practice upon the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam had given them fadilat and virtue with regards to the various actions. And of course the greatest virtue is that of the everlasting bliss in the hereafter, and that is of jannat. Wa mundirin, and secondly, they were warners. Now we discussed this time and time again, that when we speak about indhar and we speak about the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam warning, it was not just saying to them that this is the adab of Allah and leaving it to that, but there was a great degree of compassion, a great degree of concern that came from within the hearts of the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam at the time when they warned the people about the adab of Allah Rabbul Izzat. But in response to that, what happened? وَيُجَادِلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِالْبَاطِلِ, then those who disbelieve, they argued with false evidences, they would argue and come forward to the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. Like the simple example is that when they would see bones decay in the qabr, then they would say that how could decay bones be resurrected once again, forgetting the qudrat and the power of Allah. لِيُدْحِذُوا بِهِ الْحَقِّ, to oppose the truth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent down. وَاتَّخَذُوا آيَاتِ, and then when the verses of Allah ta'ala were sent down, when the miracles of Allah had come at the hands of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam and it manifested, then وَاتَّخَذُوا آيَاتِ وَمَا أُنذِرُوا هُزُوَا, then my verses, my signs, they would take, and whatever they were warned with, they would take it as a mockery, and they would mock at it, take it lightheartedly, and in that way, they would discard of all these evidences that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sent. So in these ayat, again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that the Quran has come down, the Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam has come down, and the people at that particular time had taken that as mockery. They opposed the truth and opposed the haq. And hence, we as ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam need to listen to the words of Allah, listen to the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, take heed and take it seriously. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq.
Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.